Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. C. Sparky Fiver with you. Charlie Hughes, another side of the glass. Thanks for tuning in here on a Monday. Green and Gold Monday. Normally we will talk Packers. We did talk Packers there for the first 45 minutes or so. I got a text on the Nicolay Law Talking text line concerning me and Pete Doherty and our thoughts on Matthew Golden. I will address that at 3 o'clock. I see you in the 262, but we're going to focus on the Bucks here. We also had some people calling in the break that we told to call back because I want some time just to address this. Sitting at my desk, had a busy, busy morning, not that you care, but sitting at my desk this morning, like 10 to 12, had a meeting coming up at 12, and I get an email sent to me, Milwaukee Bucks announce presidential transition. Peter Fagan concludes transformational 12-season run. Haslam Sport Group's Josh Glessing assumes role. So, it appears, because there's nothing in here saying Fagan is staying in the organization, it appears that Peter Fagan's run is done. Peter Fagan is not old. He's not old like, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to go do anything for the rest of my time. Like, that's not it. So I don't know what all is going on. I don't know if he got forced out or what all is happening. So, since I don't know what's going on, I'm going to do what a good sports talk show host does. And that is guess. Well, we all sit here and say to ourselves that, hey, Giannis is never going to leave. Giannis is going to be here forever. That's not a good sign. Giannis is going to be here forever. I'm telling you that right now. It's just not a good sign. I have stated for years that my belief has always been when Giannis bails, then will all the New York people bail as well. Edens, Fossatelli, Jamie Dimon. There's a bunch of Madison Square Garden guys that are in that front office, one of which was Peter Fagan that was at Madison Square Garden and came over to Milwaukee. So first off, you had Lazary bail a few years ago. As he put it, he saw thunderstorms coming and got out. I would assume that meant he thought Giannis was leaving at that point or soon to be leaving. And John Horst pulled his magic off multiple times and extended this for a run. Now, the head of this is saying, I'm done? Now, again, don't know if he's being forced. Don't know if he said, I'm out. I'm going back to New York. I'm going home. No clue. Because they haven't said. The person coming in is unfairly going to get a horrible, horrible rap on them. To which I say to you, Josh Glessing, I'm sorry, but you're going to get a bad rap from me too. Not because I know you, and not because probably a lot of people listening know you, even though you are Wisconsin native, you and your wife. And even though you say you're a Bucks fan and you know what Milwaukee Bucks mean to the state and the city of Milwaukee and all of that, that's all good. That's great. That's good. The problem is you're attached to Jimmy Haslam. And when you work for the Haslam Sports Group, with that comes a black eye, I'm unfortunately here to say. Because when we think of Jimmy Haslam here, we think of a loser. That's what we think of. A person that's destroyed the Cleveland Browns organization with no hope of ever figuring it out. And do not come at me with, but they won in soccer with the Columbus Crew. I don't care about the Columbus Crew. He has taken that franchise and destroyed it. And now I'm supposed to believe as a Bucks fan that that's not about to go down again? Especially if there is no Edens? Because if he's next, if he's the next one out of town to get on his Hawaii horse and be like, hey, man, win y'all a championship. It's been real. Jimmy's taking over my part ownership. Good luck. With all due respect, we're screwed. We're going to be screwed for God knows how long. Going to be screwed. So, again, to Josh Glessing, I don't know you. You're probably a great guy. You probably mean well. He was on some fancy list. Let's see here. Glessing was named to Sports Business Journal's 40 Under 40 Class of 2024. so he's young too, a prestigious award for executives and other decision makers who represent the present and future of the sports industry. Wonderful. Good. So I guess the positive is he's hasn't been with Haslam for like 30 years or something, so I guess we have that going for us. But this is my thing. If you think Giannis is out and you're Glessing, what are you doing? Why would you come now? Why would you want that attached to your resume? Because now it's going to be attached to your resume. Ain't going to be attached to Peter Fagan's. He's getting out of here before it happens. Gone. See ya. And if I was Wes Edens and if I think it's coming, I'm selling too. Goodbye. Out. Ain't going on my resume. We built this thing to a championship, and I'm not going to be responsible for this thing crumbling to the ground. Jimmy Haslam has no problem because he destroyed the Browns. I'll destroy another franchise, sure. As long as I make money at the end, I'm all good. Fine, fair enough. Do your thing. But there is absolutely zero chance. If I was this Glessing guy, I would have taken this job. And you could be like, but Sparky, there's only so many NBA president jobs. If this guy's as talented as they say he is, he could have got another NBA president's job somewhere else. Did not have to come through this route. And I know, right? Hey, he's a lifelong Bucks fan. This is a dream job. Coming from this lifelong Bucks fan, I would not want to be hated by every other Bucks fan in the state of Wisconsin and around the world for being the president of the team that moved on from Giannis. Literally, you're going to go from being, hey, lifelong Bucks fan, yay, you're the idiot that traded Giannis. You're the guy that let Giannis walk out the front door and go sign somewhere else. Why would you want to walk into that? There's no chance. No chance. I don't care what they're paying me. I'm going to be the guy with that on my headstone when it's over. No chance.
Unless he thinks he can come in here and be the guy that saved the Milwaukee Bucks and can rebuild that relationship with Giannis. Maybe he's just rebuild. Really just so over positive with this.
No, I just that's crazy talk. First of all, unless I'm missing something, maybe I am, but I've seen no reports anywhere as of yet, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, that there is a rift between Fagan and Giannis. Like, I've seen nothing of that. As far as I know, they've always been good. So I would be shocked if this is a Giannis power play of, I'm done with him. Like, we got to move on. Like, I'm done dealing with this cat. Move on. I don't believe that for a second. I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is, but I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that would be Giannis saying that. I would think this is from Haslam's mind thinking that, oh, this guy can come in and do better than Peter Fagan right now and have a new relationship with Giannis that he can fix maybe or something. It's a bad idea, but it doesn't mean this guy isn't coming in with some kind of positive mindset that, yes, is probably misinformed, probably should not be like that, but maybe he's just a fan of the team and grew up that fan of the team is a guy that has not a very big resume, but an important resume, and this is a spot where he thinks he can make a big name for himself.
It's good. It's good positive energy. You're trying your best. Big red flags about Giannis. Big, big red flags with Fagan leaving. Big red flags. This is not good, people. Not good, not good, not good.